From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In her fourth day of Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor addressed issues such as same-sex marriage, gun rights, and her judicial philosophy. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
It was Senator Lindsey Graham who said that Sonia Sotomayor would be confirmed, quote, barring a total meltdown. And after questioning Sotomayor on gun rights and identity politics, the South Carolina Republican had some praise for the judge.
You have, I think, consistently, as an advocate, took a point of view that was left of center. You have, as a judge, been generally in the mainstream.
Sotomayor was again questioned on her comments about the ability of a wise Latina to judge, and again she said she regrets that some people were offended and that it was not her intent. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Associated Press is reporting that a Chinese-born engineer has been convicted in a California court of stealing trade secrets in what has become the nation's first ever economic spy trial, that is. Dongfan Greg Chung, a former Boeing engineer, was accused of stealing vast amounts of information about the U.S. space program. NASA is studying pictures of debris that broke off during Space Shuttle Endeavour's liftoff yesterday. 8 or 9 pieces of foam insulation came off the external fuel tank, but the space agency says it's not worried. Endeavour launched after several failed attempts. The shuttle's on its way to the International Space Station, where the crew will deliver and install the final piece of Japan's $1 billion space lab. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton heads to India today on a trip she hopes will bring relations to a new level. She's also going to Thailand for a meeting with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with Secretary Clinton.
Secretary Clinton first stops in Mumbai, India's business capital, before heading to New Delhi for her official talks. She says she'll begin a wide-ranging dialogue on everything from regional security issues to nonproliferation and climate change.
We know that India and China have understandable questions about what role they should be expected to play in any kind of new global climate change regime. You know, it is our hope that we can, through dialogue, come up with some win-win approaches.
She's also hoping to announce 2 sites in India where U.S. firms would have the exclusive rights to build nuclear power plants. One top State Department official said that could mean a $10 billion opportunity for U.S. companies. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 3 points at 8,620 in trading of about 2.5 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite Index up now 4 points at 1867. S&P 500 down 1 at 930. This is NPR. The head of Iran's nuclear program has resigned. Iranian media don't say why Gholamreza Aghazadeh decided to leave. He is an ally of a former president who backed opposition candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi in last month's disputed election. Mousavi, who lost to the incumbent, maintains the vote was rigged and has called for continued protests. The president of Russia says he is confident those behind the kidnapping and murder of a prominent human rights activist in Chechnya will be found and convicted. Dmitry Medvedev pledged his government would thoroughly investigate Natalia Estemirova's death. He spoke after his meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The NBC sitcom 30 Rock received 22 Emmy nominations this morning, followed by the dramatic series Mad Men with 16 bids. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
Chandra Wilson of the TV show Grey's Anatomy and Jim Parsons of The Big Bang Theory were surprised to find they were Emmy nominees. They both helped announce the contenders in series and acting categories.
The nominees for the miniseries category are Generation Kill and Little Dorrit.
The made-for-television movie nominations are Coco Chanel, Grey Gardens, Into the Storm, Prayers for Bobby, and Taking Chance.
Tina Fey's satire 30 Rock and the nostalgic Mad Men may have led the pack, but there were some surprises. Long-running dramas ER and Boston Legal received far less attention this year, and the number and categories for Emmy Awards expanded this year to include outstanding variety or music series, including The Colbert Report and The Daily Show.
That's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. This is NPR.